Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With many high schoolers marking this time of year with caps and gowns and plans for college, a recent Andover High School graduate is trying to draw attention to those young people who are not. And they're not because of opioid addiction.
There's a very fine line where you cross over from recreational to being dependent on it, and it's covered in sand. There's no way to tell when you're gonna cross that line, and it may be your first time, and it may be, you know, 100 times after you first started, but, you know, why would you risk your life?
Andover High graduate Kagan Casey's senior project is a documentary titled The Other Side of Andover, Massachusetts, and he's here to tell us more about it. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
So your documentary is the stories really of nine people, right, between the ages of 18 and 24 who live in Andover, not really named in the film, but visible in your film. Did you find that the folks who you spoke with who were struggling with addiction, were they willing to come forward and talk about it to also help and do something about this problem that you say people are not really addressing or talking?
Yeah, I didn't have any issue getting anyone to talk on camera or anything. Like, they all were very willing to, like, help out for the cause.
Were there people you wanted to include in your project and didn't for whatever reason?
Yeah, there were several people who, like, got sent away for drug addiction. One of our friends, actually, I was supposed to interview her, but she overdosed and died.
I'm sorry.
So after that happened, I was like, all right, I really need to get this done.
Yeah. One woman who you speak with in the film talks about her cocaine use and about the availability of drugs in high school. Let's listen.
Every drug is very prevalent in high school in a community like this. Like, you see kids smoking, shooting, snorting, taking pills, every color of the rainbow, popping them like they're candy. Like, every drug is around.
I'm wondering if you could estimate how many people, say, in your senior class alone, use drugs or use opioids? What would you say? Is it a small group or is it widespread?
I would say, like, using opioids, it would be like up to like 25, 30 kids, but using drugs in general, almost every single kid, like, either smokes weed, drinks, tries pills. Like, coke is pretty big.
You mentioned, Kagan, that folks don't want to talk about this problem. How do the adults react to you doing this and to this conversation about drugs?
Honestly, I've gotten nothing but support from people. Plenty of parents saying that, like, it started a great conversation for them and their kids and stuff, which was very meaningful to me.
When it was posted on YouTube, you had, what, more than 10,000 views within a week?
Yeah, now it's up to, like, 20,000.
20,000 views since you posted this documentary on YouTube. So you've struck a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a nerve that adults are willing to talk about publicly?
I hope so. I feel like all people really need to do is just, like, ask the kids and see what they think, because we're the ones who are going through it. We're the ones who know what's wrong and what needs to be fixed.
So I want to ask you, what's wrong? I mean, when you look at the numbers, 21 suspected heroin overdoses in Andover so far this year, 5 deaths, according to the Lawrence Eagle Tribune, which quoted officials in Andover about what's going on there. I'm just wondering, what do you think is making young people resort to opioids?
I think it's a large number of things that can contribute, but I think behind it is a lot of pressure. I don't know if it's, like, pressure to grow up too fast. A lot of kids just, like, don't know what to do with their lives. They have an apathy for life, or, like, they just get depressed and they turn towards drugs.
You know, some of the people that you spoke with, they have very graphic stories about what was going on and what they do and how drugs have taken over their lives. Were you ever taken aback?
Yeah, definitely. There's this man that I interviewed, Brian Assoyan. He's a lot older than us, but he graduated from the same high school.
I'm shooting up in the gazebo, and a little kid, couldn't have been more than 3 or 4 years old, starts walking up into the gazebo with his dad, and I pretty much just leaned and hit it, and, you know, like, let them run around and do their thing up there for a few minutes, just needle hanging out of my arm. And then when they went back down, just, you know, like, finishing it off, like, and, like, not even skipping a beat, like, oh man, I shouldn't be doing this. It was like, hurry up and get the out of the gazebo.
You know, when I went to high school, we knew that heroin was dangerous. And I know that there's a task force that's looking into this. And maybe in the fall, we'll be doing a lot of educational programming about opioids and heroin use. Will that prevent anything? I'm assuming your generation
really
knows it's dangerous, yeah, too. So how do you stop this?
We definitely do. I mean, I really don't know about if that'll prevent anything or not. I think it would be better to just talk to the kids.
What do you think you would tell policymakers about what to do about this problem?
Honestly, I don't really know what to do about the problem, but I feel like if you just ask the kids who are using, the kids who aren't using, and any kids, like, they know that drugs are an issue. They have friends who are using. Like, if you, all you have to do is ask them and they'll have an answer for you.
And if they asked you, what would you say?
I would probably say that, like, we need more social programs, more stuff for kids to do in town, and more people just, like, supporting them. Like, in our town, we have Andover Youth Services. If anyone has a problem, they're always there to talk. Not like you're talking to, like, some guidance counselor who was appointed by the school that doesn't really know what's going on. And it's like,
is that the feeling, pretty much? Like,
yeah,
there's no one at the school to go to,
yeah,
because
definitely. Like,
that would
my,
be
like,
used
I would
against
never,
you?
I would never talk to my guidance counselor about my own addiction, or if I had one, like, I would never, because they would either judge me or I would get in trouble.
And so there are very few resources for people, for young people to use.
Yeah. Kids definitely just need more resources, as well as people just need to be more informed about it. And when you don't talk about it, it creates this situation where kids are guessing what it is. They don't really know what it looks like. I think people need to be, like, real about it and say that it's in our community and that people have died from it and that this is what heroin is and it will affect you.
Kagan Casey, a recent graduate of Andover High School, his student documentary, The Other Side of Andover, Massachusetts, features fellow Andover High School students and alums who are battling addiction. Kagan, thanks for coming in.
No problem. Thank you.